This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 21st, brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Over 300 corn grower leaders of the National Corn Growers Association in Washington for their action team meetings, Corn Congress, and meeting with legislators on Capitol Hill last week. NCGA President Ken Hartman is aware of opposition to the budget reconciliation, but he says the updated farm safety net and tax revisions were critical for farmers.
I think that everybody understands on the ag front that we definitely needed the tax side of that. That had to get fixed so it's permanent. There was some really big wins there when it comes to bonus depreciation, when it comes to the inheritance tax. So I think everybody understood that. We move on to the farm bill side of it. I think the people were happy that what we got done there. Obviously, we still need that bill, that, you know, extra farm bill that goes with that bill to finish up here, hopefully by the end of the year.
Hartman says the nation's corn growers need access to markets, and the increase in USDA market promotion funds, welcome news.
We were really excited that we had got, you know, the MAP and FMD was huge for us. That's going to get doubled. We've been working on that for, 10 years? And you know, National Corn Growers is all about creating markets. And one of the ways you create markets is that foreign market development money and that market access program finances. That really helps our U.S. Grains Council, and then on the livestock side, MEF and USAPEAC.
While meeting with global customers, Hartman believes sustainable farm production practices are becoming more important to gaining global market share.
I really think they do. You know, when I look at sustainability, it's like a tool. If we want to market our grain domestically and market, our grain and ethanol and dry distillers grains overseas, everybody is looking at being more sustainable. Everybody's looking at more how we are being sustainable. So I think that it's definitely a component that we need to work on, and it's a component that, I mean, it's a tool to market is what it is.
Looking to the legislative calendar, Hartman says farmers need the rest of farm programs to be approved this year, and they absolutely want year-round E15 legislation to see the finish line.
But now I do believe that there's opportunities. I mean, we're hoping that, you know, there's another possible CR that could come up. There's some appropriations that could come up. I mean, even if we can get a farm bill, if we could get that in part of that farm bill, I mean, that would be great. So there's opportunities there. And we feel like, you know, the president has stated, I mean, he's supportive of ethanol. We've met with ambassador of EPA. I mean, he feels very supportive of ethanol because obviously they gave us the waiver again this summer. So we've got a lot of support there. We just need to get it passed.
Well, the Department of Agriculture reported this afternoon that the condition of the U.S. corn crop remained steady with last week. Soy condition fell 2 points. That's according to the National Ag Statistics Weekly Crop Progress Report. For corn, 74% of acres were rated good to excellent, the same as last week. For soybeans, 68% good to excellent, down 2 points. Spring wheat, 87% headed, and 52% of the crop is good to excellent. Winter wheat crop, 73% harvested. As for corn, 56% of the crop silking. Last year it was 58 and the 5-year average at 58. 14% of the corn crop in the dough stage. That's double last week. It's behind 16% last year. 62% of soybeans setting pods, a point behind last year and the 5-year average. And soybean setting pods on 26% of acres, 1 point behind a year ago. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.